Saturday, January 4th, wild card weekend, NFL playoffs are finally upon us. It's an exciting time, I gotta tell you. I'm very, very excited for what's about to happen, and next week is the best football weekend of the year in terms of just matchups, but we'll get there slowly but surely. So, the four games we have coming up here, and to be honest, I look at these games way more from a player and fantasy perspective than I do from a real life game gambling perspective. You know, the DraftKings has their wild card weekend Millie Maker, which I'm obviously involved in, and then the FFPC runs a playoff long contest, which I love. It's great every year, so I'm involved in that. But you guys don't want to hear all the minutia there. I'll tell you when I win $1 million or half a million, one of those. So for this weekend, let's talk about the games for a second. If you asked me in the middle of the week, I said I like all four favorites, which is always a little dicey on wild card weekend, even though we know from an intellectual standpoint that every game is, in and of itself, is independent and has nothing to do with the outcomes of any of the other three, nor anything that happened in the past years. However, that being said, you still just feel a little icky about going all four favorites. However, that was when I thought there was a healthy Will Fuller. And Will Fuller, man, he's important. I know because I own him in fantasy every single year. And I love him as a fantasy player and as I think he's an underrated real-life player. And what I think has been made very clear this year is that team is different when he is on the field versus when he is not on the field. And now that he has been ruled out, I like Buffalo. I think they're going to win that game. However, you know, picking Josh Allen on the road against Deshaun Watson at home is scary as hell. That's why I probably won't be doing it for any real money, but just for my friends and family that are listening here. I think I like Buffalo, and there's a road team and an underdog for the victory in game number one. Game number two, the nightcap, I think the Patriots win over the Titans fairly convincingly, though I think there's going to be some rain. I think it's going to be kind of an ugly game. Like, I'm thinking 20-10, something like that, which, you know, doesn't sound so convincing, but it is. It's like my Titans won't really be able to do much of anything. And I just don't think the Patriots are, you know, as mediocre as their season was for them, I just don't see them losing to Ryan Tannehill on a Saturday night in Foxborough. Just don't see it happening. Next week, I think the Chiefs probably destroy them, but we'll get there slowly but surely, like I said earlier. So let's say Patriots tonight. So there's a home favorite. Sorry about the ambiance noise in the background. tomorrow, early game, Saints, Vikings. I don't see how the Vikings keep up. I think the Saints put up a ton of points with ease and beat the Vikings quite handily. Let's say like 30 to 14, something like that. Drew Brees recently has been on a complete tear, and I think it's being kind of a little overlooked about how good he has been since returning from that injury, and especially at home and especially in a dome. So with that Viking secondary, I just don't think they're going to be able to stop Brees. I think they're going to have to try to outscore them, which they are capable of, because obviously they have all pros at you know, Dalvin, Thielen, and Diggs is as good as you'll find in the league. But do you trust Kirk Cousins to go in there and, you know, go mano a mano with Brees and, you know, win a 34-31 shootout? Because I think that's what it's going to take for the Vikings to pull this upset. I don't see it happening. I go with Brees and the Saints at home to win fairly convincingly. And then in the late game, tough one. Although, are we in the public, is everyone just like overrating the Eagles a little bit because they happened to pull it out and win a shitty division, and because they're the Eagles and because of what they did a couple of years ago as a not dominant team? Like, I think Seattle's better. I think they're proven. I think they have a better quarterback. Like, I just think Seattle is going to win this one. And, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if the Eagles do, but I think they're getting almost a little too much credit. Like, they're not good, and almost all their playmakers are not playing or not healthy. So I like Seattle. Again, another favorite, but a road favorite this time. So three favorites, but only two home teams do I like to win this weekend. And it sets up for a beautiful, beautiful divisional round next week. Hope you guys enjoy. I know I'll do it. I'll be enjoying and watching and hopefully winning $1 million. Peace.